This is Nini Mats, the kingdom child, with the mystic of the kingdom of heaven.
Then the Pharisees went out and laid plans to trap him in his words. They sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians. Teacher, they said, we know that you are a man of integrity and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. You are swayed by others because you pay no attention to who they are. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it right to pay the imperial tax to Caesar or not? But Jesus, knowing their evil intent, said, you hypocrite, why are you trying to trap me? Show me the coin used for paying the tax. They brought him a denarius, and he asked them, whose image is this and whose inscription? Caesar's, they replied. Then he said to them, so give back to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's. Guys. You know, guys, my Lord. Guys. Good morning, guys. You know, guys, I'm waking up this morning and I woke up to Sam Cooke's songs, you know. There was this song by him called This Little Light of Mine, I'm Gonna Let It Shine, you know. And I'm listening to its version. You know, he says, to my lover, you know, he's so playful, you know, the way he sings it, you know, because usually we have this traditional version, but Sam Cooke's version is different, you know. He's so playful as well, you know, and I love his version because when he says to my lover, you know, it actually says that, it actually means that, you know, we preach the word even to the closest. You understand? Meaning the spouse, you know what I mean? Because we tend to think that we have to preach the word to the outsiders, you know, but his version is actually taking us back in. It says, to my lover, meaning that even to your spouse, you preach. Obviously, you're not going to be preaching by words, but your actions, you understand, will be preaching through actions, you understand. So I love this version, you know, it's so nice, you know. Sam Cooke's, guys, is very playful, you know. When you listen to his songs, you know, guys, I love old school, you know. And Sam Cooke is one of the guys, you know, I love his playfulness, you know, when he sings. Actually, he has another song, I think it's titled The Hammer, you know, and it's so playful in that song because it actually speaks about love between brothers and sisters, you know, and the way he sings it, he's so playful, you know. It actually reminds me of my late cousin, you know. My cousin actually looked like Sam Cooke, you know, was a cute little thing, you know, and I think about him and I'm like, damn, Sam Cooke, you died so young, you cute little thing, you know, you died so young, you know. But guys, I was actually thinking about his version and I was like, damn, I love this version. Enough about Sam Cooke though. You know, here, guys, you know, I'm actually wanting to speak about my Lord, you know, guys, his wisdom, guys. But here, the Pharisees, they were sending their disciples along with the Herodians and the Sadducees, because this one actually starts in chapter 21. This one is 22, yes, of the Gospel of Matthew. So the Pharisees are trying to trap Jesus in every way. And here they used money because they realized that Jesus doesn't preach about money, you know. Jesus doesn't love money, you know. So they are trying to trap him, you know, speaking, because they're trying to run away from paying taxes to Caesar. So they ask him this question and Jesus realizes it. You know, in fact, you know, if you go to the to the previous chapter 21, you know, Jesus is also asking them a question about John's baptism. He asked them, where did it come from? Did it come from heaven or from men? You know, and because these hypocrites, they were told that John was a Baptist, was actually a prophet, they did not want to admit that it came from heaven. Because if they admit that, Jesus is going to ask them, if you knew it came from heaven, why don't you believe John? But at the same time, they don't want to say that it came from men because they want people to think of them as godly. So they say, we don't know. And Jesus says, if you don't know, I also don't. don't know, meaning I'm not going to tell you as well. So Jesus, guys, this guy is so wise. You know, if you want to get Jesus's wisdom, guys, you go to the Gospel of Matthew 21 to 23. He asked them questions that they sit and they're like, damn, this dude is so wise. You know, the last question he asked them was, whose son is the Christ? So they were like, David. And Jesus says, if Christ is a son of David, why then David, speaking by the Spirit, says, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. And he says, if the Christ is the son of David, why then is David calling him the Lord? Guys, those hypocrites, they kept quiet. They kept quiet. And I'm like, yeah, my Lord, that's why I love you, so wise, you know. They kept quiet, guys. After that, they never asked him any question. Guys, never challenge my Lord. You can challenge me, I can challenge you. Never challenge my Lord, you know. So here, they were actually challenging him as well. And Jesus says, give me the denarius. You know, probably the denarius is a currency of the Israelites. I don't know if it still is to this day. I don't know, you know, but so Jesus asked them the currency. They give him the currency and he asked, whose image is this? They say Caesar. He says, yeah, it's Caesar. Picture here. Then pay Caesar what belongs to Caesar and give God's. What is God? Guys, who could have came up with such? Guys, you look at wisdom in that, you know, because Jesus, guys, cares about dead. You know, even though they come up with this question, Jesus is trying to come up with answers that will say, bring back God's children. God wants back his children. Guys, I love my daddy, guys. Guys, I love that man. You know, when I hear my Lord speaks like that, speaks on behalf of my daddy, guys, I become so happy. Guys, my heart, you know, I become satisfied because it's like, yeah. You know, someone cares about my daddy, guys. Guys, I love that man. Guys, I love that man. You know, guys, ever since, you know, Adam sold us to that adapter, you know, that guy, that enemy adopted us from daddy. And it was in Genesis 3, guys. And guys, Genesis 3 is big. It's epic, you know. And Adam, guys, sells us to Satan. And ever since then, guys, daddy has been sad. Daddy, guys, has been sad thinking about his kids, trying to work out, you know, how he's going to get back his kids. And he got them. You know what I mean? You know, if you Google how many years we've been here on earth, the scientists will tell you that we've been around for more than 16 million years. And when you read the word, you'll find that we've been roughly around 7,000 years here on earth. Roughly 6,005, meaning 6,000.5 years or 7,000 years, you know, because Jesus left 2,000 and some change ago, but he came after 4,000 years of the creation of the world. So obviously it's roughly 6,000.5 around there, you know, so plus or minus 6.5, you know. The difference, guys, is too great. The difference, guys, is too great because 16 million and 6,000, and you're going to ask me whose report I'm going to take. Well, the truth is I'm going to take my daddy's response. Why? You see, guys, daddy's kingdom, it doesn't change. It's constant. You understand? He will reveal this thing to Moses in this century. After a century, he will reveal the same thing to Isaiah. After centuries, he'll reveal the same thing to Daniel. After centuries, Jesus will come down and tell us the same things that were revealed to Moses, that were revealed to Isaiah, that were revealed to Daniel, and Jesus will say the same things. After that, after decades later, Paul will also see the same things, you understand? And after centuries later, he will reveal the same things to you, to me, you understand? So his kingdom is constant. His kingdom doesn't change. Whereas with scientists, their beliefs changes based on what they find. You understand, guys? Like, for instance, guys, you'll find that some decades ago, it was believed that other races were inferior to others based on what their findings were at that period of time. You understand? And after decades later, they found out pieces of information or findings that said, it seems as if human beings are equal. You understand? So their beliefs change based on what they find at that time, meaning their beliefs are not constant. Ah, guys, do you expect me now to take 16 million years over 6,000 years? I mean, guys, hello. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm trying to say here. While I'm not speaking about scientists and Dedi, I'm actually trying to tell you that Dedi, guys, has been said for more than 6,000 years. His children have been adopted for more than 6,000 years from him. Do you understand? Guys, imagine you have a father, and the moment you are born, you and your siblings are actually abducted by the enemy of your father. And wherever you were learning things from your enemy, I mean, from your father's enemy, and you thought that your enemy is God, and you were thinking that whatever you're learning from your enemy is right. And then later, your brother comes and tells you that, listen, your father loves you. Your father has been working to get you back. You know, he wants back his children, and now I'm here to get back his children. You understand? That's what, guys, has been happening. That's what, guys, has been happening. You see, guys, if you're going to look at the word from my point of view, guys, if you're going to look at the word of God from my point of view, you will be, guys, you will understand why I'm sad. You will understand why I'm feeling like this. Guys, this is my daddy, guys. Guys, I'm sad for him because he's been sad thinking about his children, worrying about his children. You understand? Because, guys, you see, in Adams, guys, Satan did not only kill the wolves only, but he also killed the sheep. Daddy's children were there in Adam's loins as well. You understand? You know, guys, sometimes people, they ask me, why do you call God daddy? You know, and I respond by, is he not your father too? You know, I don't know whether I'm secretive or I'm private or bold. Either way, it's a bad thing, you know, but I am what I am. I can't change what I am. Actually, about 7 years ago, 7 or 8 years ago, while I was praying once, you know, Daddy says to me, if you knew who I am, and I was like, you are God, you know, you are God, you know, you are God. And he says, I'm actually your father, you know. And, you know, guys, I sat back and I started thinking about, that makes sense. You know, the way that man, guys, has been treating me, you know, I've never, guys, met a person who's been loved like I've been loved. Guys, those people love me. My Lord and Daddy. Guys, those people, you know, I can't tell you some of the things they say to me, but those things forced me to go and read the word by myself and find out, why are these people treating me different? Why are these people loving me so much? Why are these people showering me with so much love and attention, you know, giving me so much proof of the word? Why are they doing that? You know, because I didn't understand. You know, so when he told me that, I said, that makes sense, but I don't understand. So I went deep, guys, into the word. I had to find out why, you know, because I've been around pastors, guys. No one has ever been loved like I've been loved. Guys, I've been around people who go to church. They will tell you about money. They will tell you about material things. And they say, that's God love. Guys, that's not God love. That man will shower you with love. You sit and you're like, this love is overwhelming. You know, so I was sitting and I was like, why these people show me so much love? And guys, you know, I went back to history with me because they started dealing with me at the age of 14. One day, guys, I will explain things to you and you will understand why I preach like this and I look at the word the way I do. It's because of the love they've been giving me, you know, and the things they've been saying to me, I can't tell you right now. So it made sense. I said, oh, that's why you're treating me like this. And guys, that's when I actually went to the word and found out about the wolves and sheep, because I wanted to find out, why are they treating me like this? Why do they love me so much? Why are they proving so much the word to me? Why do they care? You understand? And guys, I found out. And guys, I found out. Guys, I went deep into the word. And you know, when my Lord was like, go to the word, read the word, you understand, stick to the word. And when I went to the word and I found out, and they were helping me with the word, I'm like, that's why you love me this much, that's why you pay attention to me that much. And guys, I was like, wow, that makes sense. Guys, can I stop here and continue in the next, please?
And remember, the word of God still remains the only source of knowledge about the kingdom of heaven. Please correct every belief with the word of God. Correct me, correct every pastor with the word of God, so that you won't be misled. If a belief of a church is not in line with the New Testament, get out of that church. As we have said, the Old Testament will contradict the New Testament, because the Old Testament people were sealed with the blood of animals and its people were spiritually dead, but the New Testament is sealed with the blood of Jesus and its people are spiritually alive. Therefore, you will find contradictions in both these testaments. Always take the New Testament if you are the child of God, because in these last days God speaks only through His Son, Jesus. I do not want anyone's blood requested from me, that is why we stick with the truth of His Word. These podcasts are found on all podcasts players, including Spotify, Deezer, AudioMark, Samsung, Pandora, YouTube, and many more where you get your podcasts.